Yes, the time is now 8:22 p.m. and the meeting is reconvened into open session.
Can you please take us to the next agenda
item? Item 3A, discussion and possible action to appoint an interim superintendent.
At this point in time, do I have any discussion or any?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move to appoint Amit Brigham as the interim superintendent for the Canyon T. Independent School District.
I'll second that.
As an interim?
Yes, interim.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Were you going to amend it to temporary interim? Or just
interim.
Okay. It just didn't, Mr. Chair, just said that it's on a temporary basis, obviously, until the next superintendent is. The issue with respect to our superintendent is decided.
With that being said, if there's no discussion, can we please pull the button?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Now I'll take us to the next agenda.
Item B, discussion and possible action to engage a consultant or other professional search firm to assist with the process of hiring a new superintendent.
I'd like to move not to engage. I would like to keep it within the board's purview of looking to hire, doing the process of hiring a new superintendent.
Can we have some discussion before that? I did talk to our council, and some of the concerns I have is looking at just the proposal, whether it includes just consulting services, a little bit of it, and to the high end. And then that way we can at least do that due diligence and see what that option, if we have that option available.
Good job. Explain it. Okay.
In other words, if we need, let's say, minimal consultant services, whether it's, let's say, one might be during the community meetings or just having access to those applications where there's they'll accept the applications instead of the district. Different options that are available.
I understand what you mean.
So I just want to at least go out for those proposals, and then we can have that discussion at that point in time to see if we do want to go that route or not.
So what you're saying is you'd like if I would amend my motion to allow us to do that with the thought in mind maybe we're not going to use all of.
Yes.
Use someone to do everything. We use someone to right. Do a smaller portion.
We might not just, we could do a full search, or we could do certain consulting.
So we could look at it line item.
Right. Yeah. So that's something that I would recommend that we ask for our legal counsel to start looking at the RFP process, and hopefully come to the next one where some of those individual firms could present to us in the local.
Just point of clarification, do you want an actual RFP where we are going to advertise for bids and seek proposals, evaluate and review, or do you want to request proposals from select firms and then interview those select firms? The difference being the following. If you do an official RFP, you'll have notice and bidding requirements. And that is required by law. If the amount to be awarded under that contract is $50,000 or more. If you are going to seek proposals and keep the amount under the $50,000 threshold, you don't have to do the actual advertisement. You can seek certain firms to come in and present you if you're looking to do that quicker. I just don't know what the board's desire is.
I would say option two. It's going to be an RFP, but option two allows us to move a lot faster, as well as looking at what those options are within the December, mid-December.
We'll need some direction on who you'll want to interview, though.
I believe looking at some of the top firms when it comes to the firms that are actually within the state of Texas, either from the Texas ISD. I know looking at those top firms and then being able to send out a letter and then get that input back to us.
So then I understand the idea would be to invite firms to come in and make proposals to the board at a future board meeting. At what date? Just so I know.
Possibly the December 15th.
It's calendar for January.
I mean, January 15th, sorry.
My suggestion is that we invite them to send us their proposal rather than have them come in, and then we can select, if the board needs to select our top, if we're going to go that route for interviews. I don't suggest that they all come.
Okay.
My suggestion is I think we ought to ask them to submit a proposal to the board under the terms that we're requesting. And we take a look at their proposal. If we're interested, we'll call them for
that.
That's right. Fine. We will have to include a directive in there that it needs to be, and I'm hoping that it will be, below the $50,000 threshold. Otherwise, we won't be able to do it in that fashion.
I believe so. If you look at ASSA, I think it's 26 GPA, okay. And that's a bigger district. So, and we're not looking at the full, I mean, depending from high end to low end. So.
I'm here representing a search firm here locally. May I have an opportunity to speak with you?
No. Not at this point.
About the options.
So that's possible?
Sure.
Okay. Is there any other questions? Or?
Mr. Chair, how are we going to then request a proposal that it's going to have to be under 50,000? I mean, some of those.
It's not a request under 50. It's.
I know that, but what if we don't give them any directions on what we're seeking, they're going to come back with a proposal that's over, and that's going to be.
Mm-hmm. So should we do the RFP so that we keep within the boundaries that we've just protected ourselves through the RFP so that if it does go over that we're...
Well, let's both-wise, it's easier and safer to do an RFP. It just takes longer. It's quicker for us to see proposals and have them submitted as long as they come in under $50,000 if you pick one of those firms. It's just a matter of contract. I just don't know what the board's pleasure is on that.
And if you look at even Socorro, which did, I believe it was 30,000, and they actually had, from the beginning, meeting with the community to holding the interviews, the whole process to sort of an exit type of team building workshop, and that's not something that was under 30, so.
I guess in the directive, when we ask these firms, we can tell them that their bid, if they're going to submit one, it must be under 50,000. Otherwise, we cannot consider it.
Right. That's fine.
I don't have a problem that we send that directive if we're not going to do the RFP.
Are there any specific firms that the board wants to inquire from? Or do you want us to just take the top?
I think the ones that are out there.
Yeah. The ones that are out there, not that are qualified for.
Okay. So it's going to be a broad list then.
Correct. There is no more discussion. Can I get a motion?
Mm-hmm. I'll amend my motion that we engage a consultant or other professional search firm to assist with the process of hiring a new superintendent under the threshold of $50,000. It will return to the board with proposals.
Okay. Second the motion.
Are we okay with that, Council?
Yes. Does that allow us to, at any time, say we can do this on our own? We'll just. So should we say possible use of a search firm?
We have not engaged in any contract. So once we had those proposals, then we would enter into contract negotiations if the board wanted to do at that point, and then go from there. Mr. Cornell?
Mr. Chair, I also would suggest that you as our representative get with our consulate to expedite this as soon as possible so that we can get this the proposals back from these firms.
Is that okay with the board? So we could get that January 15th? That's the date we had this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that?
January 15th is open, right?
Yes. Okay. There's a committee meeting on the 14th and the 16th, if that's okay.
Okay.
Do you
The 14th and the 16th, so it would fall right between those two meetings.
Are we okay with that? Okay. If not hearing any more discussion, please pull the board.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Yes.
Yes, and Mr. Chair, I have one last thing I'd like to say. I'd like to publicly congratulate Ms. Annette Brigham as our new interim superintendent. Stepping up to the bat, and we're going to great places and doing great things, just like we ought to be doing. Thank you, Ms. Annette. Thank you for stepping up and saying this.
Thank you.
At that, if anybody else wants to say anything, if not, you know, I just want to read the press release from up here. And Annette Brigham, a longtime teacher, principal, and administrator, has impacted several generations of Canutio students, was named the Canutio Independent School District's new interim superintendent. The CISD Board of Trustees today has voted to appoint Brigham, who currently serves as the district's associate superintendent and the chief of staff. She will take on her new role immediately. Ms. Brigham is a well-respected member of our staff who needs no training and is more than capable to lead this district as we start the process of looking for a permanent superintendent. The board is confident that Ms. Brigham has the best interest of Canutio at heart. She is a member of our community, both on and off work. Brigham has been with the Canutio Independent School District since 1987. She began her career as a technology teacher at Canutio High School before serving as a principal of Childress Elementary first, and then the first principal of the New Altareta Middle School. After stints as technology and school resources executive director, Brigham was appointed associate superintendent and chief of staff this summer. A native of Boston, Massachusetts, Brigham received a bachelor's degree in computer science from the University of Texas at El Paso, go Miners, as well as a master's degree in occupational training development from Texas A&M University in Corpus Christi. Congratulations, Ms. Brigham. At this point in time, if there's no other comments, can we move to the next agenda?
Adjournment.